USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Coronavirus cases and hospitalizations continue to fall in the U.S., with cases down 40% over the last 14 days, and hospitalizations at their lowest level since early November. But Dr. Anthony Fauci says that doesn't mean we can get complacent. The director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases tells CNN that we have to continue both mitigation efforts and vaccination programs to continue those downward trends.
We've got to, as quickly and as efficiently as possible, get as many people vaccinated as we can at the same time that we continue with our public health measures, because when people look at that curve every day in the newspaper, it's very steeply going down, which is terrific news. The infections per day are going down. We can't pull back on that and get complacent, because if we do, we could see a surge.
This is USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, but you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You can save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose, too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
During a Senate hearing Tuesday, tech executives testified that last year's hack that affected 9 federal agencies and about 100 companies was more sophisticated than previously known. The attack, suspected to have been directed by Russia, infiltrated software firm SolarWinds, using their software and programs stolen from Microsoft to access the systems of federal agencies and private companies. Microsoft President Brad Smith said its researchers believe as many as 1,000 engineers could have participated in the hack. Kevin Mandia, CEO of cybersecurity firm FireEye, told senators that hackers will attack again. It's now up to federal agencies to investigate and close security loopholes.
They've already moved on to whatever's next. We got to go find it. This attacker, you know, maybe their pencil's down for a few months, but the reality is they're going to come back. They're going to be an ever-present offense that we have to play defense against, and how they break in will always evolve, and all we can do is close the window and close the security gap better next time.
Another hearing on the hack will be held by the House Oversight and Homeland Security Committees on Friday. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Coronavirus cases and hospitalizations continue to fall in the United States, with cases down 40% over the last 14 days, and hospitalizations at their lowest level since November. But Dr. Anthony Fauci says that doesn't mean we can get complacent. The director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases tells CNN that we have to continue both mitigation efforts and vaccination programs to continue those downward trends.
So what we've got to do, and I've said it so many times, I'll say it again today, Allison, we've got to, as quickly and as efficiently as possible, get as many people vaccinated as we can at the same time that we continue with our public health measures, because when people look at that curve every day in the newspaper, it's very steeply going down, which is terrific news. The infections per day are going down. We can't pull back on that and get complacent, because if we do, we could see a surge. So it's within our own hands and our own power.
And a stimulus package is working its way through the California legislature. Lance Pry has the story from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
California lawmakers on Monday cleared the way for 5.7 million people to get at least $600 in one-time payments, part of a state-sized coronavirus relief package aimed at helping lower-income people in the Golden State. Governor Gavin Newsom said he will sign it into law on Tuesday. People who are eligible for the money should get it between 45 days and 60 days after receiving their state tax refunds. That's according to the Franchise Tax Board.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.